Hi, our next story is called Arjun the Supreme Archer. Dedication and hard work can make a person achieve excellence in any field of life. If you have the sincerity and the art of concentration, with proper guidance, you would be able to perfect any art. We shall now listen to the story of Arjun and his respected teacher Dronacharya and learn how concentration and devotion to hard work made him such a great archer. He had achieved such perfection that he could single-handedly defeat an entire army and great warriors like Bhishma, Karna and Ashwatthama among others. Arjun was the third among five Pandav brothers, younger than Yudhishthira and Bhim, elder to Nakul and Sahadev. It was in their younger days when all the brothers along with their Kaurav cousins used to live and play together. Their guardian, grandfather Bhishma, was in search of an able teacher, a guru who could teach all the boys the fine art of warfare and the martial arts. Dronacharya, son of the sage Bharadwaj, had obtained military training from Rishi Agnivesh and was an excellent teacher of the science. In those days, many powerful celestial weapons could be released from the heavens by chanting of mantras. Thus began the military training of all the Kaurav and Pandav princes under the watchful eyes of Guru Dronacharya. Although the instructions that he gave to them were the same, Arjun excelled among all the students. His strong desire to learn and dedication won the heart of Dronacharya. Arjun thus became his favorite, even more than Dronacharya's own son Ashwatthama. On a dark, windy night, Arjun was taking food by candlelight when suddenly a gust of wind blew out the candle. Although it was dark, Arjun continued to eat. While he was eating, he thought, "If I can eat in the dark, why can't I practice archery in the dark?" Thus, he began training at night too, using only the sounds around him to focus his arrows. This is why Arjun later on was also known as Shabdavedi, which means the one who can shoot at the sound. Dronacharya was very pleased with such devotion and he gave him the boon that Arjun will not have an archer equal to him in this world. Thereafter, Dronacharya also taught him how to fight from a horse, from an elephant, on a chariot and on the ground. He also taught him to fight with the mace, sword, javelin and dart. He taught him to use many weapons at a time and to fight many men at one time. Thus the training of Arjun towards a supreme warrior continued. Like all good teachers, Dronacharya also subjected his students to tests. On one such occasion, Drona called all his disciples to analyze their learning in the use of arms. He placed a toy bird on a treetop as the target. He then asked his students to come one by one and to shoot at the bird's neck with their arrows. First, the eldest Pandav Yudhishthir was called to take aim, but before he could shoot his arrow, Drona inquired from him, "Do you see the bird at the top of the tree?"
"Yes, I do,"
Yudhishthir replied.
Drona asked, "Do you see anything else?"
"I see the tree, myself, my brothers and the bird," said Yudhishthir looking around.
Drona looked very disappointed and told Yudhishthir
not to release the arrow.
Duryodhan then swaggered up, laughing at Yudhishthir. But he was asked the same questions and suffered the same fate. All of the students then tried, but were unable to satisfy Drona. Finally, it was Arjun's turn. He first bowed before Drona, received his blessings, and then took careful aim at the target. Drona asked him,
"Do you see the bird in the tree?"
Arjun said,
"Yes, I see the neck of the bird."
Drona then asked,
"What else do you see?"
Again, Arjun replied,
"I see the neck of the bird."
"Do you see the tree, your brothers, or anything else?"
Drona asked, barely able to control his excitement.
"I see the neck of the bird."
Drona was excited.